Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Doug Indoor, he can do anything, literally anything. If you can think about that, it's still small. Even beyond your thoughts, that is our God. He can do absolutely anything and everything. All things Gussie Economy Exhibition. We're live at Emperor's Palace. It's been a busy one, fun one, and absolutely an informative afternoon on Heart to Heart with myself, Luka Mgwedi-Phuthi. And right about now, got Nasiba Matladi, who is the Standard Bank Senior Manager of ESD. Yeah, you know these abbreviations. Good afternoon, yes. Nasiba, and
good
how
afternoon.
Are you?
Good afternoon, I'm well, and you?
I'm well, thank you. Yes. Maybe just before we get it off, so that somebody is clear, what is ESD first? Let's start there.
Yeah, it could be complicated, right? So ESD is Enterprise and Supplier Development. Mm-hmm. And what that means is the support that we give to the SMEs that would not otherwise qualify for normal lending or credit from the bank,
yeah,
that are looking for support in terms of business skills, financial skills that will take their business to the next level.
You know what? I have to give you all the time. I spoke to another bank. I won't mention that's not about it,
okay,
right now earlier. Maybe let's talk. What makes you guys best? Before we even talk about why you guys are here right now, what makes you best? What makes you? Who is Standard Bank?
Yeah, so Standard Bank is a bank that is deliberate about partnering with our client, and that's what differentiates us, right?
Okay.
So in this world of digital economy, it's very easy to assume that everybody needs to go on a digital platform to do banking. And what's different with Standard Bank is we still have a dedicated team of bankers that give the personal assistance, the advice, and the guidance as to where to go if you are in need of some form of solutions within the bank, be it from a personal perspective or from a business perspective.
Okay.
Furthermore, we also help our, you know, partner our clients to help them start, manage, and grow their businesses.
Yeah.
And hence the issue of ESD being Enterprise and Supplier Development, where we're quite deliberate about saying those clients that would not qualify, you know, for the normal means of getting credit, how do we solve for them? How do we ensure that we put interventions in place to enable these businesses to grow?
Okay, so now you're in here, and I believe you are basically, as a bank, in support of these gussie, you know, businesses. These are small businesses. These are small entrepreneurs, obviously, that are really just trying to get their brands out there. How are you guys here to add value to these businesses?
So today was actually very special because we nominated certain businesses that says we would like to exhibit at the, you know, Township Economies Conference, but we don't have the means and the ability to do it.
Mm.
So Standard Bank has gone behind those SMEs and backed them in terms of providing the stands and, you know, the ability to showcase, you know, their products to the masses. And these are gussie entrepreneurs. So we picked them from the township. But we also here to talk to various SMEs around the solutions that we have built specifically for the township economy, which is a proposition that is, you know, ongoing and progressing as we get feedback from our clients to say this is the specific needs and challenges that we face as township entrepreneurs. But I believe that as it is now, we've got solutions that speaks to these entrepreneurs and, you know, that we can actually expand to them.
You know, one of the things we actually spoke about earlier on is just how expensive it is to run a business, and while at it, expensive to keep it on the systems in terms of banking and whatnot. At what would you also say, I want to give you this chance, is a benefit in being a member as a small business, you know, of a Standard Bank? How do you help me as a small business? Or do I just put my money in and I'm like, hey, it's gone, Standard Bank is going to chow it?
No. Firstly, we've got a very low cost, you know, accounts that are designed in, you know, different tiers of accounts. As you progress, you obviously get an account that is tailored to your specific need.
Yeah.
But our starting account would be the MyMobiz account, which is charged at 7 rand.
And
you know,
7 rand
allows you access to a dedicated team of bankers. Visual bankers, yes, but you've got somebody that you can phone and be in touch with.
Okay.
You know, and that's our differentiator. It's not just the system. We are a bank. We have that personal touch with our clients. And the solution, as we've got within our enterprise and supplier development, and also other opportunities to do crowd crowdfunding. So okay. We've got Beyond Banking Solution, where we provide businesses with licenses to obtain business skills, the softer skills that, you know, you don't normally get from
exactly.
a bank. So we are more than just a bank.
I love the sound of that. Now, before I let you go, Auslisiba, what would you say to these small businesses that are here today? Like I said to you, always thinking, the bank is going to chow me, or SARS is going to chow me. Mm. But what would you, as you know, a bank, say to these small businesses who are really just trying to find their feet today?
Yeah, I would say don't be afraid to use your banking account. In actual fact, that would be your ability. It opens doors for you, right?
Yeah.
Because often enough we hear entrepreneurs saying, I don't have financial statements, and therefore when I approach a bank or I approach a DFI, they don't want to fund me, right?
Exactly.
It starts with that. So put your money in the bank. It's not for SARS. It's for creating a track record so that tomorrow when you come and say, I have a need, you can actually get that. So I just want to mention, you know, as a last point to say, we've simplified our lending process for SMEs that turn over less than 10 million, where you can go online, apply for a loan, and within 3 minutes, you get feedback on that particular loan.
Oh,
so
wow.
There is no complications around somebody is going to be assessing the financial statements, etc. But if you've got that track record on your bank account, it just makes it easy for you to access solutions within the bank.
Auslisiba, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for assisting these small businesses. Really appreciate this time with you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.